This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to sound a little harsh, but higher education and the academic economy is, in a lot of ways, a business. A business that right now is concerned about last week's travel ban from the White House. At last check, more than 5,000 scholars have signed an open letter calling for the boycott of international academic conferences being held in the United States. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that story.
The ban was intended to keep terrorists out of the U.S., but it's left some students and scholars with valid visas stranded outside the country. Others complain it's left them feeling stuck here. Meherzad Bourouj-Eradi is chair of the political science department at Syracuse University. He's been working for 10 months on getting an Iranian scholar to join his staff and teach Iranian politics to students at Syracuse.
I managed to secure an outside grant for him, plus came up with university funds to match it. And now, thanks to this executive order, this whole enterprise has been called into question.
He says the scholar he wanted to bring in has been jailed in Iran as a political dissident and is exactly the sort of person who'd be able to explain what's happening in Iran to Americans and make this country safer. Daniel Serwer agrees. He's a professor of conflict management at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
We've shot ourselves in the foot.
He says data he's seen implies a travel ban won't directly affect terrorism. And
it's not just people from the seven countries who are not going to travel. A lot of other people are going to feel inhibited from traveling as well.
And then there are those boycotting travel to the United States. Thousands of academics have pledged to skip conferences here because of the order. Beth Barron is president of the Middle Eastern Studies Association.
Academic conferences are also a business. Associations depend on the annual conferences for a good deal of their support.
She says that's where almost half of the association's operating budget comes from. And now, its leaders are considering moving this year's conference outside of the U.S. But many U.S.-based Middle Eastern studies scholars come from one of the seven banned nations. They've got visas to work here, but they'll probably think twice about leaving for fear they wouldn't be allowed back in. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.